This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Guests at the U.S. Air Force Academy have a gleaming new visitor center to explore. CPR's Dan Boyce says it promises an immersive experience of a cadet's journey through the school.
The design evokes a jet wing taking flight through its steel and glass architecture. The General Bradley and Zeta Hosmer Visitor Center sits outside Academy security checkpoints right off I-25, and it's free to the public. The building completes the Colorado Springs City for Champions initiative. That more than decade-long project is aimed at attracting tourists. City for Champions has also led to the likes of the U.S. Olympic Museum and the Switchback Soccer Stadium. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Senate has approved a new leader for the Bureau of Land Management. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Senators voted on party lines Monday, 46-43, to confirm Steve Pierce as Bureau of Land Management head and to approve more than 40 other Trump nominees simultaneously. Pierce is a former Republican congressman from New Mexico. Ranching and energy groups supported him. Environmental groups raised concerns about Pierce's prior business with the oil industry and his past advocacy for selling public lands. In the confirmation process, Pierce said large-scale sales wouldn't be allowed without congressional approval. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper voted against Pierce, and Michael Bennett did not vote. The NHL Western Conference Final between the Colorado Avalanche and Vegas Golden Knights begins tonight. The winner moves on to the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1 begins at 6 p.m. at Ball Arena. And it's 2:06, and this is CPR News and KRCC.